This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Do you ever wish you could keep closer tabs on what's going on in your local government? Michigan Radio has been busy with a new project that we can finally tell you about today, a project that's going to help you do that. It's called Minutes, and our point man on the project is Michigan Radio reporter Dustin Dwyer, and he's here to tell all. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, April.
So Minutes came out of the grain of an idea about public meetings. Do you want to explain sort of how the concept got rolling?
Yeah, well, it starts as sort of a problem that we had as a newsroom, and certainly a problem I had as a reporter for Michigan Radio. We cover the whole state. It's a big state. And our newsroom, it's growing, but it's not an enormous newsroom. It's not a huge newsroom. So we have a few people trying to keep track of a lot of meetings. And I thought there might be a way to keep better track of these meetings and, in fact, sort of be able to track more meetings than we can do now if we can create transcripts of the meetings and then just skim through the transcripts or search the transcripts to compare things happening in different cities. So that's where the idea started. It was just, you know, an idea that I had. We got a little bit of help and funding from the Google News Initiative, and then we handed it off to a person on our staff named Brad Gowland, and I was like, Brad, this is the idea. Can we do this? And Brad figured out a way to do it. So the way it works now is that if a city posts, say, a city council meeting online, Brad has created this program that allows us to download the audio from that. That audio is then sent to a podcast feed, which you can now subscribe to. And it also creates a transcript, an automated transcript that then drops into a database that our reporters can access to search for stories.
Wait a minute. You just blew my mind with the podcast aspect. Are you telling me I can podcast my local city council, school board, and county board of commissioners meetings?
You can podcast your city council meetings for 42 cities in Michigan right now. And the hope is that we can expand that list, that this will just be the start. But as of today, as of right now, you can go to michiganradio.org. You can click on Minutes and you'll see a list of cities. There are 42 cities. If you live in one of those cities or you're just interested in their city council meetings, you can click subscribe. You will listen to those city council meetings as they come in as podcasts. And hopefully if this is useful for people and we get to continue it, soon you'll be able to listen to school board meetings or planning commission meetings or county commission meetings, any types of meetings. The goal is to make them more accessible, just easier to tune into.
So I just have to say, as a lifelong dork, I am actually looking forward to being able to go over things in podcast form as I listen to them as I'm washing dishes or something. But I imagine the real big get here is the fact that these transcripts are now available, right?
Right. The transcripts are, I should say, are not, we're not publishing the transcripts publicly at this point. And the reason is because if you've ever used, it's done through a speech to text program. And if you've ever used one of those programs, you know that it's not perfectly accurate. So you get enough of a result to sort of get the gist of what's going on. And it's pretty good, but it's not good enough that we would publish them online and say, this is the official transcript for this public government meetings. But what it does allow us to do is it's good enough for our reporters to search for it. So what we have now sort of on our end for our newsroom is that these transcripts are dumped into a database. And if our reporter is working on a story about, say, vaccines or about funding for police departments, our reporters can go in and see where those things have been mentioned at these city council meetings going back a few months and see different communities where it's being talked about. So the idea is it's a tool for our reporters to deepen our reporting and to know more about what's happening in these meetings. But ultimately, one day, I do hope that we can use a technique like this to make the content of a public meeting totally searchable so that you could just go to a search engine or a smart speaker and say, hey, what happened at this city council meeting? And you'd get, you know, a result.
About those transcriptions, I've seen some real howlers as I've used some that are available for news reporters. I can only imagine what happens when you turn these loose on 42 different public meetings.
Well, that's the thing. And that's why we are not publishing these transcripts, you know, on our website to just anyone, because it would be great. I would love to make it possible for our audience to just be able to search these meetings. But the reality is that, you know, we're using a program here that's not perfect. So I wouldn't want to create the impression that these transcripts that our reporters are using are like a documented you know, official recording of what happens at the meetings. And just as an example, you know, sometimes the program has trouble transcribing certain words. Like, we've been searching for the word vaccine a lot. We want to know when city council governments are talking about vaccines. Well, in the transcripts, as you say, I've seen vaccine translated by this program as Maxine, like the name Maxine. I've seen it translated as backscene, like pat on the back and movie scene. And I've also seen it translated once as sex scene. So I certainly, that's a translation that, you know, that's not something we would want to publish. It's not accurate. It wouldn't help inform people. But it's good enough that for our reporters on the back end, we can do a keyword search. Like, I can search vaccine and get a general idea that people are talking about vaccines, or I can search for Maxine and get a general idea. And then we can use that to do stories.
So as a reporter, I can think of 10,000 ways that this would make life better. Let's talk about the benefits for anybody who wants to try it. First of all, what kind of tech would somebody need to log on and try Minutes?
Well, first, the public part of Minutes is really just the podcast at this point. So all you need is, if you already subscribe to podcast, search for your city in you know, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify or Apple, you know, that type of thing. Or you can go to michiganradio.org and the links are right there for you. You can look at if you click on Minutes, you can see which cities are covered. So for now, really the experience for you is just podcasts. As it builds out, what we're hoping is that our reporters will be able to do more stories. And certainly you can contact us. We have, you know, you can reach us by email, minutes@michiganradio.org. If you have a question and you're like, hey, I'm wondering if other city councils are talking about this, has anyone brought this up? I could type in a quick search and let you know and maybe do a story about it. Down the road, what I hope is that this, what we have available now, is really just a prototype for something that we could build out in the future that would really make it much more accessible for you to search for things in city council meetings. But that's the future. Today, it's just podcasts.
Dustin, most jurisdictions do offer some kind of digital access to their meetings right now, or it's safe to say that a lot more started doing it during the pandemic so people could keep up on the public's business. What do you see as the benefit of having a bunch of different jurisdictions in this one system?
The benefit for our reporters is that we can start to connect things that we didn't know. We can start to connect threads that we didn't know were there. So I live in Grand Rapids. I as a reporter, I keep fairly close tabs on what's happening at Grand Rapids City Commission meetings. But I don't always know, like, if Grand Rapids City Commission is talking about something, I don't know if other commissions are talking about this. So this happened to me a couple weeks ago, and I used our tool to discover this. The Grand Rapids City Commission was talking about income tax and how that would affect the city's budget in the coming year. And I thought, there's other cities in Michigan that collect income tax. Is this going to be a problem for other cities? And I searched our database, the database that's now available to our reporters, and I found other cities where they were talking about the same problem. So the idea is that you may be able to know a lot about your own city. You may follow that city, but you won't necessarily know how it relates to other cities in Michigan and what they're doing. And the hope with something like this is it allows our reporters to draw those connections and get you more information.
So I have to ask, how does it feel to launch 42 podcasts all in the same day?
It's exciting. It's a little stressful. I say that these podcasts are brought to you by Michigan Radio, but co-produced by Michigan's Open Meetings Act, because all of this is really available because of Michigan's Open Meetings Act that allows this information to be public. And, you know, cities could have done this themselves. They could have created their own podcast feed, but most cities haven't done this yet. So we're doing it, and I'm excited that we're doing it.
Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Dustin, thank you so much. This is a super cool project.
Thanks, April.